The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and it's a auspicious and wonderful occasion to come together, both to a group of people meditating together is always auspicious. To reflect on the Dharma is auspicious. To spend a week appreciating the body, the tremendous value of finding a way to wake up into the body in maybe different ways than the karmic body that we often live in, but to know the other possibilities that maybe allow us to respect it in a deep way, appreciate it, to consider the miracle of it. And now coming to this day, talking about the liberated body, to this body that in a certain way we can say has cared for us for our lifetime. We can return the gift and provide it with freedom, the liberated body. And so to free the body from our attachments, to free our body from our judgments, to free our body from our desires. And to allow it to be, and to allow it to express itself, to be itself from the inside out, in the sense that from what emerges from within the body, not what's projected on it from the mind. And it's wondrous. So to assume a posture for this body that maybe expresses the dignity and value of the body. Assume a posture that, independent of how you feel perhaps, gives a chance for your body to feel present, respected, dignified, valued, here in this body, taking a posture for this body to be rooted here in this place, to inhabit this time and place as if, not as if, with the idea that it belongs here. No shame, no diminishment, no self-effacing. Allowing this natural animal body we have to have as much rights to be alert and present in a nice way as a deer alert. To the great view across a grassy meadow. Here. And to gently close your eyes. And sometimes if it was comfortable for you to close your eyes, closing the eyes is a way of transitioning to being connected to the body's experience of itself. Here. And the body thrives on oxygen that it breathes in and carbon dioxide that it exhales. And taking a few gentle, luxurious, deeper breaths to bring in the oxygen. And exhaling a long exhale to release the carbon dioxide which is no longer needed for this body. Breathing in and breathing out. Letting breathing return to normal. And taking a back seat relationship to your breathing. Without being a backseat driver, allow the breath now to breathe itself. And if that's not possible, be okay with how it is. Be relaxed about whatever way you're breathing. Whether you are controlling your breathing or or allowing the breath to breathe itself, either way, the important work of the breathing, of the exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide, still happens. The purpose of breathing happens regardless of your role of and then seeing if you can release the tensions of your body, the ways in which the mind makes the work of the body a little bit more difficult, entangled, mixed up with the body. So release the tension of the shoulders. Release the tensions of the belly. Releasing any holding, tightening in the thighs, the legs. Releasing any holding in the small of your back. And softening, relaxing the hands. Maybe adjusting a little bit how the hands are so that the hands are more at ease. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Relaxing the mind, thinking mind, in such a way that the thinking mind is not interfering so much with the body. Part of the gift of relaxing the thinking mind is the way in which that might free up the body from the tensions and the pulls and pushes, activations that come with the activated mind. softening the grip on your thinking, relaxing the force that goes along with thinking. And then settling into your body, settling into your breathing. Trusting the body to breathe itself. Entrusting yourself to the care of the body. Allowing your thinking mind to soften lighten up release itself as you release yourself into the continuity of one breath after another. Breathing. And if it's possible, see if you can free the body from your thinking and judgments and attachments, ideas of what should be, and marvel at whatever way your body is. It's an amazing result of this evolution of animal life on this planet. The amazing window we have into the animal body, so much of it which we share with other mammals and animals. And this is the one that we have to experience from the inside. Maybe gazing upon it like a naturalist, gazing upon the deer and the animals, and wandering around in the woods. With an eye out for liberating the body from your attachments. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to first say that liberation from suffering, liberation from clinging, attachments, is the liberation that Buddhism most emphasizes for each of us. However, it's helpful to consider that it isn't so much that you will be liberated. When you're liberated, you won't care so much about whether or not you're liberated. But what you will care about is that you're liberating everybody else from you. You're freeing everyone else from your attachments, your projections, your bias, your judgments. Just as you're liberating your body from all those, so we can free others. Allow everyone else the opportunity to live independent of any influence from attachment and clinging from us. May our liberation be a way of liberating others from any clinging and holding and resentment and hate and envy and jealousy, desires that we're caught up in. May our practice lead us to giving freedom to all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.